We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He is, of course, with Monday Morning Quarterback Albert Breer joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Albert, good to have you along. How are you?
There you go.
There we go. All
right. Sound, yeah.
Man, oh man, oh man. Albert, how you doing, man? How's it going?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
A few technical glitches aside, I think we're doing okay. By the way, did you get your Wi-Fi all taken care of on Sunday night? That was crazy for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I think we had a low wire. Like, the wire was hanging low. This was for a couple days. I was like, oh, that's all right. Like, I'll just take care of it when I take care of it. I'm thinking that, like, the low-hanging wire being there, that maybe, like, a deer ran over it or something like that, because it just went out in the middle of the night on Sunday night, which, like, for me, like, the way I do my job, and I have to stay up till 5 a.m. or, you know, whatever hour coming out of the games, was just about the worst timing. So, yeah, I finished. It's a good thing that my car has Wi-Fi, because that's how I wound up finishing my work.
Do it any way possible, and he did. All right, Albert, I got to ask you, obviously, the big topic here in Cleveland is Odell Beckham Jr. Now, he goes down early in that game against Cincinnati. We know what transpired the rest of the way. Baker had an incredible second half. Really, in recent years, this would have been something. You lose somebody the caliber of Odell Beckham Jr., and this fan base would just be like, oh, my God, here we go. The ceiling's falling. Sky's falling. Browns are done. They don't have that response. In your opinion, why is that?
Because I don't think he's been what you expected him to be. And the truth is, guys, if you look at the numbers, like, he was incredible his first 3 years in the league, and he really hasn't been the same player since. Like, we haven't seen that player since 2016. And so, you know, I think that if you're a Browns fan and, you got excited about them trading for him and, you know, it sort of is where it is. Like, I don't know that your expectation was that he was going to be that player again. And I believe if you look at the numbers, like, he was on pace for, like, 860 yards or something like that, like, somewhere around 60 catches. So, like, I think there's that part of it that, like, he hasn't been exactly what you expected him to be. The other part of it is I think there's a fair, like, logical way of looking at this where maybe Baker winds up being better for this. And I want to be sensitive to the fact that it sucks for Odell going through what he's going through. But with that sort of player, a lot of times it can weigh on a quarterback, you know. And I think back to Tom Brady in 2010, you know, there was a lot of drama with Randy Moss the first month of that season. Moss winds up having a confrontation with Bill O'Brien at halftime of a Monday night game. They shipped Moss out to Minnesota the next day. Brady, you know, winds up becoming the MVP of the league. And they traded for Deion Branch. They had a lot of good but not great players. They wound up being really balanced. It really unlocks Brady again and allowing him to play point guard out there and be the distributor again. And, that's really how Baker Mayfield was deployed at Oklahoma by Lincoln Riley. And so it wouldn't totally shock me if, you know, in a certain way, having Odell out of the lineup sort of lifts the burden off of Baker Mayfield, and maybe you get a better player because of it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Albert, and I've said that. And, you know, it's hard for a lot of people to kind of wrap their heads around that idea that, like, hey, how could you become a better player by losing your best target? And it's exactly what you said. It's not that, you know, you're certainly going to miss the talent. You know, teams are going to have to game plan for that player. Now they don't. But I just think that Baker, as a young quarterback, you know, having Odell is a lot. And it's not his fault. It's not Odell's fault. Odell's just – he's just a guy that requires a lot, you know. And he just draws a lot of attention in general just by him being – his simple presence on the field or in the locker room is huge. And it's not always a bad thing, but it's just like the guy's – a rock star. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I look back like when T.O. was in Philadelphia and he had his issues with McNabb. T.O. had issues, you know, every time, really everywhere he's been, he's had some issues, right? I mean, sometimes guys like that, it's just they're bigger than the team, frankly. And Moss is a great example of that. You know what I'm saying?
I think, like, so much of it, Dustin, is, like, that position, the quarterback position is played from the neck up, right? And so, like, again, this isn't Odell's fault, but, like, when you've got Odell on your team and you haven't thrown to him in two series, are you thinking about that? You know what I mean? Like, I got to keep this guy engaged. I got to get him the ball instead of just going out there and worrying about doing your job and worrying about getting the ball to the open guy. And I know for a fact with Brady that happened, you know, with Moss, where it sort of became like, okay, am I gonna get the most out of Randy Moss? And to get the most out of Randy Moss, do I need to make sure that I'm looking in his direction every so often? And then, you know, later that year, I think what you saw with him was, like, it was lifted off of him. And they added Deion Branch, who he had a lot of experience with, Deion Branch won a Super Bowl MVP there. Deion Branch comes back in the second go-around, and, like, that guy's replacing Moss. Deion Branch isn't as good as Randy Moss. No one's saying that. But Deion Branch was going to go out there and play a role. And if Deion Branch had, you know, one catch that week, no one was talking about it on sports radio the next day. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, you know, like Rashard Higgins now, like, presumably takes Odell's spot. If Rashard Higgins has one catch next week, you guys aren't talking about that on Monday. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If Odell has one catch, you guys are talking about that on Monday. And so I do think that there's that, like, piece of it where it's, you know, for one, like Baker Mayfield can just go out there now and worry about himself. He doesn't need to worry about, well, I need to get this guy the ball this many times. I do think that can be liberating for a quarterback. And, again, that's nothing against Odell. I feel awful that he's injured. And it sucks that we don't get to see if he was going to get back to the level that he played at in New York. But I do think that there's something natural there that's just sort of, I guess, become endemic to having Odell on your team that now Baker won't have to deal with anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100% agree with that. Again, Albert Breer joining us, Monday Morning Quarterback on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. To that end, and look, you mentioned the guys that are going to have to step up in terms of, you know, from the wide receiver room, and nobody's going to be able to match the explosiveness that OBJ has, but I was saying earlier to Dustin that I think this kind of plays into what Kevin Stefanski, I don't want to say wanted because he wants OBJ in the field, but in terms of the tight end room, you know, he's always been about those tight ends being a big part of the offense. You get Hooper back following the appendectomy. Harrison Bryant had two touchdowns last week, could be another big role this week. Something tells me that tight end, the tight end room is going to be much more involved moving forward, and I think that's probably a good thing because it's probably what Kevin Stefanski likes anyway in his offense, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I think, like, the emergence of Harrison Bryant really helps because it allows you to play a different way. And, you know, if you look at that offense and the way it's run and you look at, like, different versions of it across, look at Kyle Shanahan and George Kittle and how big a part of that offense George Kittle is. Look at Matt LaFleur and what he's doing with a guy named Robert Tunyon. Nobody ever heard of him. Now he looks like he can really play. And, you know, that's on top of having Jimmy Graham there. So, like, a big part of that offense has always been the tight ends because the tight ends are the guys that allow you to disguise everything. If you've got good ones, like, it sort of neutralizes a lot of things that a defense is trying to do to you. And so, yeah, I think for Kevin Stefanski, it definitely plays into, okay, like, now I'm not so locked in to playing a certain way. Now I can kind of do what I want to do a little bit more of my tight ends. And, yeah, I mean, having the depth they have at that position with Hooper and Bryant, and we'll see what happens with Joku, whether or not he's on the team after Tuesday. But, you know, I think having the depth they have at that position right now, I mean, now you can really kind of utilize that depth because you're not as locked into playing a certain way.
All right, Albert, the Browns come into this game. They're 5-2. The Raiders are 3-3. But you look at what Derek Carr has done this season. I mean, he's taken care of the football better than he has in the past. I mean, they've beaten the Saints. They beat the Chiefs. I mean, their wins are good ones. I mean, they beat the Panthers early in the season, too, high-scoring game. So I mean, how good are the Raiders? I mean, are they legit? I mean, the Browns are a slight favorite in this game, 2.5 points. But I kind of look at it as like another one of these shootout type games.
Guys, I love this matchup. You know what's great about it? Like, this is like sort of feels like it's a litmus test for both teams, and that like both teams have a good amount of like ascending young players. And I think both teams have sort of had this potential for the last year or two, and we've seen glimpses of these teams kind of, you know, we've seen glimpses of these teams and what they can be. And I don't think either of these teams are going to win their division, right? Like, I know the Browns are right there. I think you guys would agree. The Steelers or the Ravens probably win the North. The Raiders have played well. They're not catching the Chiefs in the West. And so what's really cool about this is these teams are, like, fighting over the same thing, too, which is the 5, 6, 7 seeds in the AFC. And so you have stakes, you have a litmus test, and I think you have two teams that we think we have an idea can be pretty good going up against each other. I can't wait for it. And I think, you know, you're right, Dustin. If you look at the way Derek Carr's played and the way, like, some of their weapons are coming together around him, whether it's Darren Waller, Henry Ruggs is really splash potential. Brian Edwards, another rookie they have, they think really highly of. There's a lot of good young talent on offense, obviously Josh Jacobs. And so, you know, we get to see that, and we get to see what the Browns can do if Baker can follow up the way that he played at the end of the game last week. I just think it's like a really – it's a good matchup to kind of see where these two teams are. And on the back end, it could wind up being a really, really important one for who winds up in and who winds up out of the AFC playoff picture.
So, Albert, we heard Jerry Jones not too happy on a Dallas radio station when simply asked, is there a void in the locker room as far as leadership? It almost sounds like the reason he was so mad is because he knows deep down there is an extreme void for leadership. I don't know if the answer is necessarily Mike McCarthy's got to go after 1 year, but is it fair to admit and fair to say that team right now has zero direction and zero leadership, and unfortunately that does fall on Mike McCarthy to a large degree?
Well, let me ask you, Dustin, have you ever been on a team before where, like, they sometimes take the best players or the most famous players on the team and just make them captains in hopes that it would make them grow up? Have you ever been around that before?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So, like, that's, I think, sort of been what's happened in Dallas over the years. And I used to cover that team. And I remember they did that with Terrell Owens, right? Like, they made him a captain because they figure, all right, like, if we make him a captain, we're going to give him responsibility. He'll have to grow up. Didn't really work. I think to some degree that exists with some of the players in the team now where they put them in leadership positions when it really wasn't who those guys are. And so, you know, I think that there's sort of a void there where, you know, you've still got like a Sean Lee in the locker room. You've still got a Zach Martin in the locker room. But, like, some of the guys you've put in leadership positions aren't the right guys. So that's one piece of it. And then the other thing that I think is alarming there, the reason you hired Mike McCarthy and didn't go after, say, a Lincoln Riley, who the Joneses have a relationship with, didn't go and bring in like the hot young coordinator, is because you felt like you had a roster that could win right now, so you thought, we can't take a chance, right? That was why they kicked the tires on Ron Rivera. That's why they kicked the tires on Marvin Lewis. Ultimately, it's why they hired Mike McCarthy. So, like, if you aren't getting immediate results when that was the job description to begin with, where does that leave you? Like, that's a huge problem for them right now, right?
Yep.
Like, they basically sold their players on the idea, this guy's going to give you immediate results, and now the results right off the bat are terrible. Like, I just think they're going to have a really hard time reeling this thing back in. So you had the player leadership void, which I think is there, to the fact that Mike McCarthy was brought in as, like, the immediate results guy, and you haven't gotten that. And I think it puts you in a really, really difficult position going forward. And if they can't get it turned around, I think they've got some big picture questions to answer there too. So it's really easy to look at where they are and say all those slow starts early in the year, that's who they really were. And Dak Prescott, you know, dragged them out of those spots, and now they don't have Dak anymore. And they're just left with all of these problems. And I don't know if that's really an inaccurate way to look at it. Like, I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Albert, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate the time, and keep up the great work.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.